I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. What's this Lost Ladybug project? Sounds like a Guy Noir episode.
Well, it's a citizen science project focused on ladybugs or lady beetles. They are encouraging people around the country to send in photographs of lady beetles and have them identified and get an idea of where they are. The project was started at Cornell University, and the idea was to get a handle on where do they live, which species are where, but in particular, they were interested in trying to relocate the nine-spotted lady beetle, which used to be a very common species throughout the United States, and in the last 30 or 40 years or so, it's practically disappeared from most of its range. Nearly 14,000 photographs have been submitted by people. Last year in the fall, someone found a nine-spotted ladybug in New York, which just happens to be their official state insect, and yet it hadn't been seen there in almost 40 years. So everybody got really excited, and they sent some folks out to that site, and they found more, brought them into the laboratory to rear with the idea of learning more about their biology and what it is that caused their decline over the years, and possibly raise them in large enough numbers that they can begin releasing them back into the environment.
Why would you do that? Have they been replaced by some other bug?
Well, that's a good question. There are two or three ideas why the beetles have been in decline. And one is the possibility of hybridization, being bred out of existence, mixing with another closely related species. The European seven-spotted ladybug, which is in the same genus but a different species, has really taken over here in the last several decades and has become very widespread. And it's possible that competition with that and other species has resulted in its decline. But we are awash with species from other parts of the world that have been either purposely or accidentally introduced into the United States and Canada.
Aren't we fighting against the stream then in this regard? If they've been outnumbered.
Sure. But I think it would be interesting, nevertheless, to take a look at this beetle and get an idea of what it is, what makes it tick. The question really is how many species have to disappear or wink out before you become concerned? You know, the analogy that has been used many times before is picture yourself in a jetliner at 36,000 feet flying over 600 miles an hour, and you lose a rivet. You lose another rivet. Well, how many rivets do you have to start losing before you become concerned, each rivet being a species? I think it's worth the effort to understand these species and what their needs are and what they do and how they fit into the environment as a whole before we just decide, I don't know anything about it. What's the point? At the very least, we tried and we learned something in the process that may or may not be applied to the next species that's in trouble.
I know there's a lot of people that love ladybugs, and maybe they'd like to participate in this project. Is there a website?
Oh, sure. We'll put up the link to the Lost Ladybug Project, and it's just chock full of information on ladybug identification, school projects, and other activities, and we'll make sure that goes up on the archive site.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.